Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, I want to give a few reactions from the text line. 860, he was chatty today. Yeah. We got a lot out of Drake May. He enjoyed the bye week. He's rested up, and he was ready to chat with us. I think this is some marriage advice based on which is the best recipe your wife makes. The 508 says, which is the best? Drake, just say all of them. That's the right answer. I think that's a little young marriage.
I like her, her little journey with those little videos.
No, we're not doing that. It was a one-word misstep that we will just ignore and move on from.
Andy says it all the time. You guys don't like it when he says, Dan Ball put together this little game.
Nope. It was a little slip of the word. He didn't mean it. We're not going to magnify that, Stiz. We're going to move on. We're not getting him in any trouble at home. He's on his way home. It was a good interview.
Cam Newton's already got a take ready.
Probably does. And then the 978
said, don't poke the bear or call her little.
That was one of his best interviews yet, in my opinion. He was engaged and sounded like he's in good spirits, too, and confident. You know what that means? We used to believe when Bill Belichick was confident and talkative and chatty, that meant they were about to put a whooping on somebody. Dan Ball.
Are we betting on his first 300 passing yard game after this?
I don't know. He didn't say go Pats. I'm worried.
Maybe that's what's been holding him back.
Ooh, good point. He's been saying go Pats.
He doesn't need to say go Pats. He's just going to represent go Pats by beating the daylights out of
right.
The Bills.
Leave the rah-rah to the rest of us fanboys. That's right.
Absolutely. All right. It's 5:14:51. As always, it's time for the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, the word champion has been bandied about a bit by the head coach of the New England Patriots. Last week, he said it, I believe, on the Greg Hill show and then again with the media in a press conference. And sort of at times, and I'd have to go back and look at the exact phrasing, but in sort of a general sense, like a champion doesn't let up. A champion keeps his foot on the, sort of a what the general champion would mean, the heart of a champion type talk. And so when we talked to Marcus Jones earlier today on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, we asked him what he thought of Mike Vrabel using the word champion so much.
I feel as though, it's the situation of we have people that, that want to be champions and everything. We do have, some people that's played in the Super Bowl and, won one as well. But at the end of the day, this is a new season. The season isn't over. There's a lot of things that we need to do. And I feel as though we are a team that can definitely win a Super Bowl and be champion. So that's the goal that we're trying to do. So every single day, we're always trying to get better. You know, it might be great to make one play, but how many more plays can you make after that? So it's all about consistency and not being complacent. And like I've said before, I feel as though we don't have guys that's in the building that's complacent. So I love the team that we have, and we just need to keep building.
So Fitzy, he took it a little bit more in a literal sense.
Yeah,
I think we have a team that can win a Super Bowl and be champions. Like, there's no...
Good for them.
That's not pussyfooting around, right? That's not beating around the bush. They think they can win a Super Bowl.
And I think it's great that they're embracing the opportunity and that they're not being scared or superstitious or fearful. Oh, don't put it out there. You know, like, don't talk about the no-hitter. It's not a no-hitter. This is your season. You are currently in the middle of it. You have earned the right to say, first of all, I love the foundational belief and the confidence. And second of all, you've earned the right to say, we are closer to accomplishing our overall goal of being champions of this league. Good. Don't run from it. Embrace it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you want to be a champion, you have to have the confidence you're a champion. It's sort of that old school Eli, do I think I'm elite? Yeah, I think I'm elite. Because to be elite, I think you have to have confidence in yourself to be elite. So we also asked Drake May just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. You can go back and listen to the whole interview on the Audacy app if you'd like, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it. Use the rewind feature. But we asked Drake May what he thought of the champion word being thrown around these days by Mike Vrabel.
Like I said, I think it makes sense because we got it, you know, right in front of us in this week, the possibility to be AFC champion. So I don't think it's you know, superstition or, you know, it's a real you know, a real fact of what happens in the outcome in this game. I don't think it's something you have to shy away from. It's something that you know, makes you motivated to come out here and playing at home against a team that's been ahead of you know, been in the lead in the AFC East to want to do it and want to do it on our home turf. And I think it's the like I said, it's motivation. I wouldn't say it's something you shy away from.
That's right. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, for five years, the man has been Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. And Sunday at 1 at Gillette Stadium, you can find out if you're willing to kick the man to the curb permanently, at least for this season. So they're confident, Fitzy. Like, I think they should be. It's that fine line between, like, confidence turns into cockiness. Like, confidence is good, allows you to succeed. Cockiness can be detrimental and undercut your success. I don't think they're cocky. I think they're a confident football team.
Yeah, like they know they haven't accomplished anything, but are they confident in their abilities to accomplish their goal, reach their dreams? Yes. And that's a good thing. I even like the fact that earlier in the interview, great chat, go back, listen to it, podcasts available, Odyssey, blah, blah, blah. But I like the fact that he was talking like, he's like, hey, I love watching Josh Allen. Like, also, he's tough to play, but yeah, like, Josh Allen is awesome. And that, you know, he said it gets his juices going like on a regular basis, but I think he's going to be a little extra geeked up for Sunday.
I did enjoy where he said, like, you know, I study the things because we play the same schedule. We play all the same defenses, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and, you know, they're not throwing half the stuff at me that they're throwing at the great Josh Allen, basically. I'm adding a few words in here. Like, I'm just little old Drake May. So, like, they're going a little bit lighter on what they throw at me. I enjoyed, even though he is the MVP candidate, even though he is the leader in the division, even though he is the leading vote getter in the Pro Bowl, he's still trying to use that underdog young gun status to his advantage.
Right.
When we talked to Marcus Jones, we also talked to him about Mike Vrabel. He's been talking up his team as would-be champions. Apparently, he also talks at his teams on the playoff field, some trash talking from the head coach of the Patriots.
Yeah, like, Braves, he gives us a hard time and everything when it comes down to, you know, certain people making plays and stuff. But we love it, you know. It's the competitive nature within him and then also us as players, you know. So we give each other hard times whenever plays end up being made and stuff. But we got to love it because he wants the best out of us. That's one thing that we always will respect, and we love the way that he coached when it comes down to that.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel will trash talk anyone, anytime. Doesn't matter if you're Bill Belichick, Tom Brady.
Legendary trash talker, right?
Marcus Jones, everybody. I think I told you the story on a Six Rings podcast, Fitzy. At one of the combines a few years back, he had the mustache that he had for Movember here in New England.
Yeah.
And I said, you're still going with that mustache? What'd you lose a bet? And he goes, you're still effing short. That was his retort. Like, he didn't even miss a beat. So he'll throw barbs at anyone, anytime. And that's why I love him, because he doesn't care. The give a you know what is just not there. He's going to be who he is. And if you don't like it, that's a you problem, not a him problem. And, you know, again, if you talk trash to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, pretty sure you're going to talk trash to just about anybody you come across on your football team, on your
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On your practice field. So then we asked Drake May an interesting question from our quarterback question of the week from Bill in Barnstable. It was about selling the city of Boston. We have some rumors and some Red Sox and Pete Alonso's drive into Orlando to maybe meet with the Red Sox and other teams. So we asked Drake May if he could help us out, do a little sales pitch for the city of Boston.
Ooh, that's a good question. I think just the way this city and the New England area kind of embraces sports players and professional sports players is one of the coolest things I've been a part of. Watching them embrace me and embrace, my teammates and, some of the other athletes and how, beloved, some of the famous guys, Big Poppy and, some of the greats, Tatum right now and, Pasta with the Bruins has been really cool for me. And it's one of the, I think it's the greatest, sports city in the country. And I think, Schwarber knows a little bit about it playing here and, Pete was in New York and there's a lot of other teams in New York. So, can't speak exactly for what it's like there, but I know, in New England and in this area, it's 24/7, caring about, their teams and, it's us, it's us, the Bruins and the Pats and the Celtics and, the Red Sox, it's us four and they care, a great deal about us. And I think it's the city of champions. I mean, that's what they say. And I think that's what we try to prove and give them something to cheer about. And these fans take it well.
Am I wrong to be mildly surprised that he kind of knew that Kyle Schwarber played here, cup of coffee? What was that, 5 years ago? 4 years?
Four. That was fall of 2021. Not that long ago. He's probably a fan of his in high school. Or college. Actually, he was in college when he was playing.
No, I know. But usually when people are in college, they pay attention to less things, especially if you're a professional. I mean, a college athlete looking to the NFL. I don't know. Do we know? Is he a Red Sox fan growing up? Because that struck me that he knew that Kyle Schwarber, who spent a post-trade deadline period, who actually was injured, so didn't even remember he had a bad hammy or something, so he didn't even play right away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That just and then he's like, Pete knows and like, I don't know. He seemed like he's been reading the clips or like following along to the off season here of Huntsville.
He's such a sports dude. I bet you he knows so much more about, probably not about hockey. Let's be honest. Charlotte, not necessarily a hotbed of hockey news and action, but I bet you he knows so much more about the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL than we might even imagine just because he's from the sports dude family.
And he did, I thought, a good job. City of Champions, right? Like, people are going to treat you a certain way here. And he even kind of pushed back on New York. There's a lot of teams in New York. So, maybe you can get kind of lost in the commotion of the Big Apple and the big city and Mets and Yankees and two for every sport. Mm-hmm. Nope. If you're here, you're going to be the only show in town if you're on the baseball field. So I appreciate his pitch. Hopefully it works. Yes, Stiz.
Maybe we should have him reach out to Jaylen Brown and maybe he could tell Jaylen about how Boston's such a good city.
I don't. really like that idea or the tone of it.
That's an excellent idea, Stanley.
We're having him recruit Pete Alonso, who, if you missed it, I said it, there is a report that Pete Alonso driving to Orlando for the meetings. He's going to meet with the Red Sox, potentially the Orioles, among other teams. But there's also this uptick that a couple of these guys could sign this week, that we could get one or two of these big bat signings this week. And it's only Monday, Fitzy, so I'm feeling optimistic that maybe later in the week we might even need like a Dan Ball free agent signing desk to keep track of these things to throw to when Schwarber or Alonso or both of them come to town. I will say there was also a tweet from Bradfoe as we wrap up the drive here with some baseball nuggets, thanks to Drake May's knowledge. The Red Sox, I forgot the phrase that Bradfoe used, but are kind of pulling back on the pursuit of Joe Ryan. I think he's drawing out of. He used a weird phrase, but he means they're not as interested in Joe Ryan as they once were, I guess.
So to recap the reporting, Ken Rosenthal says that the Twins are not interested in trading Joe Ryan, and Bradfoe says that the Red Sox are pulling back on their pursuit.
Oh, do we believe either of them?
You don't want to trade him? Well, we didn't want to trade for him in the first place. No, I don't believe either. Yeah. However, I would also encourage you to keep an eye on Kansas City, who is looking to add two outfielders, one via trade and one via free agency, and they are willing to trade starting pitching in exchange. So, Jaron Duran for Cole Reagans is my new target.
So, my one question to you is, and I'm guessing you read this.
Okay.
How do you know Kansas City's interested in two outfielders?
Ken Rosenthal reported it.
Okay, so their GM didn't say it, I hope. Because when our GM says stuff, he does the opposite. So I was just wondering if Kansas City did the same thing. Because our GM says we're not adding pitchers 3 through 10 and then goes out and adds pitchers 3 through 10.
No, but I will say that J.J. Piccolo, who I think is their director of baseball ops or something, whatever Breslow is, but the real term instead of Breslow's fake term, said something to the effect of, we don't want to trade Seth Lugo, we don't want to trade Michael Wacha, but there is one significant pitcher that we will listen to trades on. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he was essentially implying to Alex Spear that we will listen on a Cole Reagans trade.
Okay.
Him and his 0.90 playoff ERA have me intrigued.
Yes.
It's $4.5 million this year, I will add.
I'm intrigued as well. And one last note on the Bradfoe report. The fact that it was a weird phrase, you know what that made me think the source was? And I know we're not supposed to like call out people's sources and guess people's sources on the radio. Made me think it was Breslow, because he always says things in weird ways. And I'm like, oh, so Breslow told you that in a weird way? And you're just like, I don't know what that means, but I'll type it in because that's what he said. That's what I thought of.
Just one quick opinion. I'm curious on both you guys. Ketel Marte got a lot of play over the weekend.
Yeah.
Interested in that acquisition?
Yeah, but it sounds like they're not. I believe Bradfoe had a follow-up tweet about that there's not a lot of legwork there,
yeah,
a lot of something.
Not a lot of progress that's been made. But, I mean, you know, that's going directly against multiple reports over the weekend, so it's at least been somewhere within the conversation.
Bandied about a little bit. Yeah, I'm interested in everything. I want this team to upgrade everywhere and add everything. I'm in that point in the offseason. Wow. This is like one of those, like when you win a shopping spree, mm-hmm. just run down the aisle and you got like
supermarket
90 seconds.
Sweep.
Yes, just like run down the aisle with your arm going down the shelves, just guiding all the stuff into the carriage, and then you figure out what the hell you got later. Yeah, buy. Make your team better. You told me you wanted to build on the momentum of last year. You know how you do that? By buying, by adding, by making your roster so good that everybody is like, World Series, we're going to the World Series this year. So yes, Dan Ball, pretty much anybody you ask me about, I'd say, I'm interested. Look into it. See if you can add those guys. All right, 617-779-7937. Coming up next, it used to be my most hated segment of the week here on WEEI Afternoons, but it's funny. Winning cures everything, and I'm winning these days in the pick six. So the pick six recap is next, and Andy's happy. But first, we have Dan Ball with what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.